You can put it there in the story somewhere. Old P.O. And he has made his, I think it's the third and final failed attempt at well, no, I would say rather he has fallen victim for the third time of attraction to a woman after his wife left him. And we can make a little funny scene there. The last one, where we show it from his point of view, that he just was, is and was in general after his marriage kind of came to an end, that this is it, fine. Now retirement, renouncement, you know, all material entanglements, and time to do what I really want to do, what I'm sent to do here in life. So that's how he then lives. And then that little funny voice comes from the within saying, do you know? And now he recognizes it, at least thinks so. And that's planted doubts in his heart, and you know how it is, you're a man, and there is a certain age that you still feel young, and well, soon you're not young anymore, and there's even a word for it in Swedish. Maybe even starting to look at women a little bit more again. Last chance, how are you going to have it? So he gets into that. But then, so when he somehow or other makes moves towards that last one of those three women, which are three little interesting stories in themselves that we can learn from and he learned from. So I guess they fit into this story. Then he does it because he gets that feeling and he suspects, you could say, or maybe this lady is sent by God, that we will make each other happy for the, you know, rest of a life, and life is easy when you're two, and so on. And he gets into that, and the whole emotional thing starts. That's his weakness. and of course, he makes a fool out of himself. And then she sits there, talks with her friend after this is all over, or while it is going on. We show it that for him it's a spiritual quest, in a way, it's a spiritual consideration. Maybe God wants us to, you know, serve him together, or some romantic thing, which is similar to the one he had when he was a brahmachari and then got married. So he kind of had the warning signal, warning bell there in his heart, but still maybe it's a 50-50 here, I've got to try it at least, explore it. So there he steps into that, takes initiatives and meets her and so on. And it gets awkward and she wonders, what in the world, why the heck does that old man suddenly come and approach me like this? I mean, we don't know each other. And for him it was like, oh God, he doesn't say that because that would be ridiculous. God, it's a sign of God that maybe we are meant for each other. Soulmates. So you can make it a little funny. But then she sits talking with her friend, who's also old, and they have a completely different perspective. And this old friend tells her, yeah, you know, that's how men are. He just needs a woman, and therefore he's coming on to you like that. And he's evil because he hugged you and he had calculated that. He knew that you were not, hadn't hugged a man for so many years, and he was playing on your emotions, your female weaknesses. It was all a setup. Look at you, now you're feeble and Pio can understand perfectly well how it can be seen that way, and he is guilty as charged. He admits, confesses, but it just happened that way. And from his point of view, we're completely, not completely, but very much different reason. He is not out, he wasn't out in need of a woman and looking for one, let's try her, or I want one. And you know why old men want a woman. It wasn't like that. This was his last doubt, his last, you could say, test. Am I going to is there a woman for me? What's supposed to happen here? What does God want? Got to give that a chance. See what happens. If that other, that lady felt as spontaneously, you know, attracted to me, then maybe there is some soulmate-ish to it. If not, maybe, and most probably, it's just good old Maya. Bewildering the mind of a poor old man with her alluring, beautiful face. So you can laugh about it, and he did that sometimes, but then you're sucked into it anyway. Oof. Because his question then was, I know it is Maya, but is it Ma Maya or Yoga Maya? That's what I don't know yet. But then here he is, a year older or two, again laughing about it.